All right, Mike Quatty joins us. Mike, former manager of the Cubs and one of the elite third base coaches in baseball. And I wanted someone really that I could talk some ball with, along with Pat, about this World Series and some of the things that have happened. So, Mike, nice to have you with us today.
Hey, Mike.
Well, how you doing? And I got to start by saying I'm spending the afternoon with Don Robinson and his wife, and people that have followed the Giants for years know Donnie, and they're still huge Giant fans. So we're gonna have something to eat, and hope those guys win.
All right, Mike is with Don Robinson, the caveman. Remember Donnie? 1989 World Series. Absolutely, boy, could he hit? I want to tell
Big
you
time.
That.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
good to
don't hang him with slider.
All right, how's Florida doing? I want to get my update on Florida, Georgia.
7-0 Georgia. It's funny. I just happened to be keeping an eye on that, but it was 7-0 when I got ready to visit with you. So
all right. All right. Let's talk Gene Lamont here because, Mike, you have been, as I say, one of the elite third base coaches before becoming manager of the Cubs. We saw the play develop in front of us. We talked about it a lot after Game 2. It really was a turning point in Game 2 because that game was scoreless into the 7th. You're a third base coach. What's going through Gene Lamont's mind? And break that play down for us.
Wow. Well, first of all, elite's ridiculous. Gino's been doing it a lot longer than I have, and you know how I am. The fraternity of third base coaches and Flan will tell you the same thing. It ain't an easy job, and I'm very protective and defensive, but I think universally – all of us, you never feel worse than if you get somebody thrown out with nobody out. So you start with that premise, and I'm sure, you know, I mean, guy just, you just, he needs to be safe, and he wasn't. Now, you know, the left field corner is, to me, the most difficult place, and you learn very quickly or you're not coaching third very often or for very long. As far as decision making, when balls are in the gaps or even the right field corner, you have a much better line, a much better angle. And it just seems like you get a much better read. But somebody coined the phrase a long time ago, Satan's corner for third base coaches, and that's the left field corner. Hey, Blanco got a great carom. If that rattles around or if he doesn't get it even glove high, because not only did he get a great carom, he got it up glove high where he could quickly spin and get the ball to his relay guy. I mean, two great throws. Fielder just misses getting in there. But I can't speak for Gino. I don't know exactly what he was thinking, but obviously he felt like the guy was to be safe, and the Giants executed the daylights out of it, and made a huge play in a game.
Hey, Mike, do you think that Gene Lamont, Jim Leland, the Tigers are much more hesitant tonight if somebody has an opportunity to be sent home around third, or do you think they say
no.
Just throw caution to the wind, say we're down two games to love, we got to go for it?
No. And I think, you know, I think as a third base coach, much the same as they talk about closers having a very short memory. And as I said, you know, I coached third for 3 or 4 years. I can't remember up there. Gino's been doing it a lot longer than I have. Nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. But you put that behind you. You trust your judgment and your experience. And you just try and make good decisions day in and day out. I think I got 2 or 3 guys thrown out in my worst game ever in a game. And when the third guy got thrown out, I hadn't changed my thought at all. I said, we're going to get him. It was in Philadelphia, and I learned real quick about their outfielders and how small that ballpark is. But, they're going to make good decisions from top to bottom, from Jimmy all the way through Gino and everybody else, and hope their players play well and they get good pitching. And nothing's going to change from Gene Lamont's standpoint because of what happened with Fielder that night.
Okay. All right, Mike Quatty with us. Mike, Angel Pagan, and there was a play the other night. The Giants are up 1-0, and he gets off, gets on base, and Scudero tries to get him over, and then he can't get it done. He strikes out. And then 43,000 people, 86,000 eyeballs are on him. Everybody knows he's going, and he gets it. He steals second base, a couple of walks after that. A great pence at bat for the sacrifice fly. But you had Pagan. You've worked with Pagan. This season of Angel Pagan and that steal in particular, that was a big-time play for me.
No, it really was. And you and I have talked before. You know, when you start discussing players or evaluating players, and they'll talk about, you know, they'll say, well, he can steal a base. Well, that's great. I mean, when the opportunity presents itself, when a pitcher's times to home aren't great, when you've got a catcher that's vulnerable, go get the base. But then there's base stealers, and that's similar to what I think you're describing. Everybody in the ballpark says, okay, he's going now, and he's going, and he gets the bag. Now, I wouldn't put Angel, and I love him to death, in the elite base stealing category by any means. There's plenty of guys to get way more bags and do a good job. But when he's got his mind made up and when he gets a good jump, he's tough. And again, when pretty much everybody knows that at some point in this at bat, probably in the first couple of pitches, he's going, then it's always a great thing when that guy can get the bag.
Boy, does it surprise you at all the way he's sort of had this kind of season?
No, you know, Angel, I just, he's such a, you know, you and I have talked too, he plays on so much emotion, more so than most guys I've been around, I think. I mean, everybody plays with some emotion. Everybody enjoys the enthusiasm, the excitement of the World Series and the playoffs for sure. But this guy wears it on his sleeve more than anybody that I've been around. And that can be a plus or a minus. And there are days when even in the course of the season, if things aren't going very well, that can wear on him. And the extra energy that I think he needs to be good isn't there. But then I see him, I'm watching him in the postseason, and look, he's a talented kid. You know, you take the good with the bad. He'll make a few mistakes. But in general, and I think that we talked when you guys acquired him, he's a real nice player. I think he's done a fabulous job. And like anybody else, when he makes his mistakes, hopefully he puts them up, he puts it behind him and finds a way to contribute. Find a way to contribute every night, whether it's offense, defense, hell, drawing a walk, whatever the case might be. And I think Angel's done that for you guys all year.
Boy, very well put. Mike Quadi here. What's your take on the series? 2-0 Giants, Vogelsong, Sanchez tonight. You've certainly seen enough games in Detroit. You know Leland very well. God, when you first got into baseball, he was one of your guys with the old Pittsburgh Pirates way back then. Give us a capsule of what you see for tonight.
Well, and I, you know, again, like everything else, it's real simple. It boils down to pitching. Vogelsong's been good, and you know, the one thing again with all Jimmy's experience and having watched in the past, they'll be ready to play. You know, that's a hornet's nest in San Francisco. The fans deserve a lot of credit. I mean, that environment and the stuff that's going on there is unbelievable. And when a club gets on a roll like the Giants are, and then they go home in the middle of that stuff, it's tough. I mean, you beat Verlander there; that's unbelievable. So. But we've talked before. I think in a five-game series, obviously game three is absolutely crucial. But when you have a 2-0 series, obviously it's every bit as crucial in this series, because if they go 3-0, then you've got real problems. And you know, I think Sanchez and Scherzer got to pitch good, and they got to find a way to score a few more runs. And if Vogelsong shuts them down, hey, it's a big ballpark. It's not much different than yours. I'll be anxious to see the weather. You know, we've got this storm up here. They had a cold front go through. I think it's going to be very chilly up there, and that should help pitching, I would think, as well. And then you and I have talked. The Giants can put pressure on the Tigers and get into their bullpen. That seems to be a problem right now for Jimmy, and he needs his starters. And I think he said this at the beginning of the series. He needs his starters to go deep into the game and then count on his offense, particularly his 3-4 guys to get the job done.
Wow, good report. Hey, is Don Robinson available, Mike, to jump on here for a second?
Oh, no, and I would put him on in 2 seconds. He's working. He's on his way home. He runs a baseball facility here, and he's teaching kids. And he and Mike Lavalier run a baseball facility here. And I told him, I said, I'm going on the radio. And he said, tell everybody I said hello. So
all right.
He's not here right now, but still, he's a huge fan, and obviously a Pirate fan, because that's where he got his start.
Well, we'd love to talk to you tomorrow. If you're over there, we'll get him on again.
Yeah, actually, I think they'll probably be coming my way, so just give me a call.
All right, Mike Quadi. Thanks, Mike Quadi, everybody.
Mike. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Boy, you got fans here, brother. All right, very good, Mike. Thanks so much. All right, have a good afternoon.
He's a good guy right there,
isn't
Mike Quadi.
He breaks it down.
Yeah.
He breaks it down.